Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. Today we are learning Parak Hei Mishnah Zayin and Parak Hei Mishnah Ches. Parak Hei Mishnah Zayin is going to continue and discuss another machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding beer, regarding destroying the fruits of Ma'aser Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Mishahayu lo peros bizman hazeh. If someone has fruits of Ma'aser Sheni nowadays, when there's no more Beis HaMikdash, and certainly when there's no more Beis HaMikdash, Ma'aser Sheni can no longer be eaten in Yerushalayim. Vihigia shas beer, and the time for beer has arrived. So what does a person do with the fruits of Ma'aser Sheni if there's no Beis HaMikdash and you can't eat it in Yerushalayim? Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Tzarech lechalulon al hakasef. He must transfer the holiness, he must redeem the produce with money, bring the money to Yerushalayim, and ultimately destroy the money there in Yerushalayim. Beis Shammai his opinion is based on a pasuk, as the Bar Tanura points out, and as the Tosafot Yontif elaborates as well. And he can ultimately destroy the coins by grinding them up and tossing them into shreds into a river, as the Tiferes Yisrael points out. But according to Beis Shammai, again, you got to take the coins that you redempt the Ma'aser Sheni with and destroy them in Yerushalayim. Ubeis Hillel. Oren Beis Hillel says, no, Echad Shehin Kesef, Yechad Shehin Peros, whether Ma'aser Sheni is money or whether it is the original fruits, at the end of the day, there's nothing to do with them, there's no permissible use for them, because at the end of the day, not only is Ma'aser Sheni itself not useful and can't be eaten in Yerushalayim, but also food that is bought with money of Ma'aser Sheni may also not be eaten anywhere. So there's nothing gained, says Beis Hillel, by redeeming the produce with money. Just leave the produce unredeemed and destroy it wherever you are. Continuing now with Perek Hei Mishnah Ches. Now, the halach of beer applies not only to the maisros that have already been separated from the crop, in which case when Erev Pesach comes, you have to get rid of them, either to the person who gets them, or you have to destroy them in the case of Bikurim and Ma'aser Sheni, but it also applies to the produce that has not yet been separated, to Tevel, where you haven't yet separated the Trumas and Maisros. The halach of beer applies to that as well. The question of our Mishnah is going to be, what's the case, what's the halach in a situation where the crops that you're looking to redeem and the Ma'aser Sheni from, and ultimately when the Zman Beer comes, have not been processed, and therefore the obligation of Ma'aser has not yet set in. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Barishona hayu sholchen etzel bali batim sheb medinos. Originally, when the Zman Beer, when the time of beer was getting ready to arrive, the Chachamim would send the following messengers to the various houses across Eretz Yisroel, places that were outside of Yerushalayim. Maharu v'hiskinu es perusechem ad shelo tagia shas habir. They would say, hurry up and prepare quickly, process your produce before the time of beer arrived. At first, the Chachamim held that if you don't separate the Ma'aser, even if it's not fully processed, it's still going to be obligated to be destroyed if you don't separate it. However, ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'li mitchikol haperos shelo bolo onas ha-maisros piturim min habir. But then, this minhag, this practice of sending the messengers, it continued until Rabbi Akiva came along and he taught that any crops that have not yet reached the obligation of Ma'aser, that they're not fully processed, and therefore the obligation of Ma'aser has not yet set in, they are putter, they're exempt from beer, and therefore the Zman beer is not going to affect them, you're not going to destroy them, and you can wait until the next Zman beer to destroy them, because at that point they certainly will be processed, and at that point you will need to get rid of them from your home. Quick review, Perek Hei Mishnah Zayin taught us that there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding a case where a person has a produce of Ma'aser Sheni nowadays when there's no Beis HaMikdash. What should he do? According to Beis Shammai, he needs to still redeem them onto coins, then bring those coins to Yerushalayim and destroy them there. But according to Beis Hillel, no, that the coins don't matter, the fruits themselves don't matter. At the end of the day, nowadays when there's no Beis HaMikdash, just keep the fruits where you are and destroy them where you are. And then Perek Hei Mishnah Ches taught us that originally the Chachamim would send out messengers to the various homes and tell them, quickly process your fruits, process your crops, because the Zman Bir is arriving, the time of destruction has come. And according to the Chacham at first, the Zman Bir affects those crops, affects those produce, even before they are processed, even before the actual time of obligation of Meiser has set in. But then Rabbi Akiva comes along later and says, no, that the Zman Bir, the time of destroying the Meiser and separating the Meiser and giving it out to those who deserve them and get them, only applies when it comes to those produce, those crops that are processed, where the obligation of separating Meiser has arrived, and therefore this Zman Bir is only going to affect those items. It still affects Tevel if you haven't separated it and it's you're obligated to do so. The Zman Bir does affect that, but if the obligation of Meiser has not set in, then the Zman Bir, the time of either delineating or destroying those crops, have not been affected. Have a great day.